Hi everyone, super excited to have Ben Newman with us tonight from the land of potatoes. I think Idaho it is where you're based. So that's all I know about Idaho is the delicious potatoes. Bear is a digital marketer, SEO expert, an author and president and co-founder of Bear Fox Marketing. Bear, great to have you with us today.
Thanks, Nicholas. I'm excited to be here. Appreciate your time.
Cool. So what we're going to talk about today is your life as an agency owner, how you got to run your own agency. We'll be talking a little bit about SEO. We'll be talking about email, Facebook, Google ads, and some of the challenges, obviously, folks are potentially dealing with today on that. So Bear, let's just go back to some basics here. You started out life in SEO, or that's how you that's what brought you to open up your own agency. Talk to me about SEO and what excited you about it and how it actually created a livelihood for you.
Yeah, so I really liked SEO. To me, it was a bit of a mystery just with how complicated it was to really go through and find the best websites to rank them highly. And what attracted me to it was, I guess it was a little obscure, difficult to understand, and I like taking, I guess, complex situations and simplifying them into actionable steps for results. And so looking at SEO and realizing the massive potential you could have, again, I started up over 15 years ago, so really being able to rank well for a keyword could be an absolute game changer for a website. Number of keywords to be able to dominate your niche was something that you really could scale a business with and really get a good return on. And so taking those, finding actionable steps to be able to get that ranking. For me, SEO is a little bit like an online chess match, that if you know how to look at the data of who you're competing against, you can devise a strategy to beat them. And that's what I enjoy, is going through, evaluating the data, look at the strategy we could employ to beat our competitors, and then ultimately reap the rewards of that effort.
I love that you talk about the strategy side about it and the fun side, because I think a lot of folks, when they think SEO, they look at spreadsheets, they look at all of the functionality on SEMrush and Ahrefs and that, and go, wow, this is way too complicated. But what you've spoken about there is that it's actually quite fun as well. If you know some of the tips and tricks, you can really get your business onto that front page.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the strategy is really what excites me. Most people, when they hear SEO, they think keyword research, and that's definitely a big part of it. That's going to be a huge part to make it successful. But where I get excited is, okay, take the keyword research and then really understanding how it plays with your whole business and the strategy you want to execute, understanding the intent behind the keyword research, who your customers are. Like, it's an important piece, but it's a very small piece in the overall scheme. If that's all you're focused on, it's a very one-dimensional approach, and that bores the heck out of me. I like the fact that it's a little more complicated, you can get a little deeper and really start to enjoy the results once you go to that level.
Now, you said you've been working in SEO for 15 years, so that's basically like from the beginning of time when we're talking about websites. How much has the industry changed, and how has the SEO industry changed since when you started?
To be fair, it's changed a lot. The principles are still the same. I mean, really to look at SEO and understand, okay, what is Google trying to accomplish? It's still the same. They want to be able to look good, and to look good, they have to have the best possible websites ranking on that first results page that you type in. It's got to be relevant, and ideally it has to be trustworthy or authoritative to make sure that they have people finding what they want to look for. And how Google has gone about doing that is really what's changed. Before it was, you know, keyword stuffing, just blanketing your website with specific keywords to try and get the ranking. Then it was backlinks, then it was content, all about, you know, content is king. And so the progression of it has definitely changed over the years. The biggest change now is, I'd say, with AI. AI has really kind of dumped it on its head in you have to be quality. You have to have a quality website. It has to be squeaky clean. The navigation, the content, the whole deal has to be good. If you Before, you could focus on just, say, backlinks to make your website authoritative. Now, if that's all you focus on, you'll be spinning your wheels and wasting your time. That's kind of an important element. But if you don't have a good solid foundation and a website that's really just adds a lot of value to who you're targeting, you're wasting your time.
So, Bear, you talk about AI, and obviously we all know that AI is gonna take all of our jobs, and especially in SEO, because now on ChatGPT, I can say, please give me some SEO key terms or keywords for my website. It'll do it. Why do I even need you? I mean, ChatGPT can literally do all my keywords. What would you, how do you respond to that?
That's good. It's a valid point. We use actually AI at BearFox to help us create the content, to do some of the research. It's really, I guess, kind of to your point, the strategy. Where I like to be is really where my biggest value comes in at. It's like, okay, this is your keyword research. This is your keyword you're going after. Now, what does the competition look like? Why are they ranked there? Should we be focused on that keyword term? In what given time frame do we have even a chance of being able to rank for that keyword term? Is it, if we go after this now, are we going to rank in 6 months, or are we talking like 3 years from now with a $10,000, $50,000 a month budget every month for the next 3 years? So understanding how they play, and then really SEO from a business perspective, it's not about rankings and it's not about keywords. Those are important. You have to have those because they generate the traffic, but you can have those without growing your business. If it's not the right kind of traffic and the right kind of ranking, you are wasting your time. They get there, they bounce, they're not going to buy anything. So I've seen it time and time again. They do all this effort, they have all these keyword rankings, but it's the wrong kind of traffic. And so understanding the right kind of traffic you're going after and making sure your strategy with between your content, the navigation, and your keywords play into that is really where the value comes in.
So that scoreboard of making sure your mobile, that your website is, what's the word now? Sorry, your website is mobile optimized, your website is optimized, your image sizes are reduced, your first painful content, etc. is as short as possible, play an important role. Because as you mentioned, Google is trying to give their customers the best possible service, and they're not trying to trick customers or trick web people with websites with algorithms and that to kick them off the front page, but they're trying to give customers the best possible service. So I think that's something people need to remember when it comes to the Google algorithms. They're not trying to trick you. They're trying to give the customer, at the end of the day, their customer, the search customer, the best possible service. I want to go back to one point which some folks struggle with sometimes, and I'm sure you have this discussion with clients, is that if I update all of my keywords, I've got my search terms, my metadata fixed today, am I going to rank number one tomorrow?
No, you won't. However, SEO does not have to be a long-term play in regards to the fact that it's going to take you months and months to get any kind of rankings. That's where the strategy comes in, is you can actually look at, this is where I want to go. And I talked a little bit about a time frame there, understanding, because SEO at its very core is competitive. There's only so many spots that can be had there. So understanding who you're competing against and why is a bit of a game changer. There are keyword terms that are usually the shorter ones that have a lot of search volume. They're going to have a lot of competition. And understanding who you're competing against is going to be key. Really, it's almost like if you were to get into a foot race and say, am I competing against an Olympic athlete or against a preschooler? Your results are going to be very different, and your preparation is going to be very different. So understanding who that is going to set the tone for the amount of effort and time frame it's going to take to rank. So you can look at, if you're brand new to SEO, it will take time. If you've been doing SEO for a while and it's been good SEO, but you haven't gotten the results you want, chances are you have really good results waiting for you. You just need to focus your website a little bit more and your efforts, and you can reap rewards in 30, 45, 60 days, 90 days is not uncommon. It just has to, again, that's where the strategy comes in, understanding where you are and what things need to be adjusted to really get you where you want to be in a relatively short period of time.
I think the point is that a lot of people don't understand that Google's algorithm needs to start building up a little bit of understanding or knowledge about your page so that it can serve it to the right people. And this takes time, so it's not an overnight activity necessarily. And I often have to explain that to folks that, yes, we've done the work. It's going to take at least 3 months, I think, for, you know, if you've done a really good strategy, for you to start seeing good results. Could you give me an example of a very weird and wonderful customer that you've recently picked up, or in your history that you've managed to rank highly? It could be Christmas ornaments or a troll farm or something. Has there been an interesting client that you've taken from zero to hero?
Yeah, great question. So one that kind of jumps out at me was an auto transport company that we have. They've got great website. They're competitive. They have a lot of keywords, and they wanted, okay, more revenue coming in. So how can we get more revenue? Going through and looking at, these are your keyword terms you're ranking for. They went after a kind of a traffic of saying, okay, if someone's buying a vehicle from CarWow, let's go after that traffic with CarWow, because they have to have a vehicle transported from CarWow. So it was kind of a roundabout way of doing it. However, if you actually go through and look at the data and you look at their actual website, this is where, if you've tried to do SEO for a while, just look at where you are and knowing how to understand the data itself. So go to your Google Analytics. And if you have tracking is critical. If you have tracking in place, you can see where your conversions are actually coming from and what makes you money. And you can go through and look at those pages and say, actually, these top 15 pages make up 10% of our traffic, but they make up 60% of our revenue, and they don't have a lot of ranking. So let's go through and optimize those pages, push them up higher on the first page for more than a couple keywords, and all of a sudden their ranking for those pages went way up, and their, by comparison, their revenue went way up, because they knew those are the pages that made the money. So they could focus on those without a guessing, well, I think this will actually create revenue. They knew for a fact, because they had the data in place, we know this makes us money, so let's just make them better.
So it's basically free money sitting on the table there. It just takes a bit of, you know, strategy, thinking, knowledge about the industry and how to apply it. So that's why I think it's so exciting, and it's a, you know, underutilized tool. And the same thing one can say about email marketing. I'm not going to go too much into email marketing, because I just had a long call on email marketing. But my mind was blown on forgetting that email is one of the first sort of social media networks, basically, and how it is the only channel in the world where you can actually get directly to your customer without any gatekeepers, except maybe a spam box. So I was just changing my mindset about how important emails still were. Now, you've been in this game for about 15 years. I see you've got a book hiding behind you. Will you talk to me a little bit about the Bear Fox Principle?
Yeah, so it was a book I wrote with my business partner, Glenn Moore, about probably 7 years ago. And it was really just to showcase that you can run a company successfully without having to get into the dog-eat-dog world. You can focus on value, you can focus on integrity, and allow that to carry you through. So your business practices, your competitors might be more cutthroat. Let them be cutthroat. Run your business the way you want to run your business, with integrity, and let the cards fall where they may. And understanding what that means, what it involves, run your company with really just a close watch on your numbers, and just having integrity and focusing on principles to run your company as opposed to tactics.
So, and where can folks, if they want to read it, where can they get it?
We've got it on our website, and we'll be relaunching it on Amazon here shortly.
Cool. I'll put those links up. Now, let's talk about Bear Fox Marketing, because I listened to one or two podcasts that you were on previously, and just heard about how the company's growing. I see you in the top 5,000 companies as well in the US. I can't remember, on Forbes, Forbes top 5,000 growing businesses. That's super exciting. Everyone struggled through COVID. Well, most people or businesses struggled through COVID. I'm not going to talk about that. I want to talk about, what does the next 18 months to even 5 years look for you? What's the size of your staff? Do you want to expand across the states? What is the plan for Bear Fox Marketing?
So I'm looking to go 10x, really. looking forward to growing. there's a lot of things. I feel like what you focus on follows, and a lot of people will focus on the problems. I personally see the problems as a huge opportunity. So if people are struggling, well, like with AI, a lot of SEO professionals are kind of shaking their boots, shall we say, with AI. If you use AI in the right way, it's a great way to augment and enhance what used to take you hours upon hours of doing. You can now streamline and get done quickly. Content, instead of just using AI and say, I'm going to use AI to cheapen the quality of all of my work, what if you took AI to enhance the quality? So every article that you had written for your clients is now an A+ as opposed to a C+. And you can do it twice as fast. And just looking at ways to really augment and improve. And the thing is, a lot of people out there in this particular example, they're just seeing AI like, great, I can cut my staff. I can just create crap content. I'm meeting my deliverables for my clients. I don't really care. And people who do that, Google's updates, especially this year, they've released like 12 updates just in the past 6 months on their algorithm to combat bad AI. So as my competitors are trying to cheapen the quality of the work, if you go out with, again, going back to the Bear Fox principle, you use integrity to guide you, all of a sudden we're enhancing, so we're producing better quality. Our competitors are creating worse quality. All of a sudden it's going to get momentum, and we'll be beating them in a short period of time. So SEO, Google Ads, emails, just the services we offer, understanding how all those different elements play together, I'm looking to grow.
10x is quite an extravagant number. So I'm sure you've got your planning processes and that. And I think it's absolutely possible. And if you take that approach that you've mentioned, I think SEO from a perspective of AI in terms of SEO has some tremendous opportunities, because everyone is generating the same trash, basically. Mm-hmm. It's sucking information from the same websites, from the same resources. And the differentiator now is going to be strategy and real thinking. And obviously, if you've got that in your organization, that's great. And it moves into the next question in terms of hiring. 10x means more people. 10x means HR, finance, legal, legal probably. How do you bring on people in your business? What is the type of personality that you bring into your business? And let's not talk about honesty, commitment. Those are foundational factors that obviously folks should have. How do you hire people to join Bear Fox?
So the culture at Bear Fox is really important. It's something I feel like is critical. I've tried it before where I've hired for technical ability, or I've hired for a cultural or a mindset. And I started hiring for technical ability, and I will never do it again. So you have to have that ability to understand, obviously, be good at your profession. But if there's a disconnect with how you see things, your mindset, it's a no start. It's a no go for me instantly. So on that note, I would say getting someone who's proficient and good, but really going to their mindset. If they're a continual learner, if they're reading books, one question I always ask is, what was the last book you read? And then how they see situations. I feel like the biggest opportunity is often presented as a problem. Most people spend so much time blowing up and dramatizing the problem that they fail to see what a huge opportunity it is. And so when talking to people, I really want to get an idea of how they see situations and problems. Are they a problem solver? Are they taking ownership and really wanting to say, okay, this is the problem. Here are three possible solutions that we could just really make this amazing. That to me is critical. And they've got to be not just self-sufficient, but intrinsically motivated. Like we're going fully remote next year. We're centralized here. About half our employees are remote across the United States anyway. And I got to make sure that they are intrinsically motivated, that they take pride in the quality of the work, not just the quantity, but the quality specifically. That I feel like is what makes Bear Fox different. And what I want my name associated with, to be quite honest, I don't want to be grouped in with the other agencies of creating trash. That they take ownership, like, well, my name is associated with whatever it is. And no matter how small it is, if anyone knows that they did that work is quality because their name is associated with it.
Well, I teach digital marketing, and you talk about having the certain qualities versus just technical skills. I did a talk today at a university in the UK, about teaching digital marketing at the speed of TikTok. And just in the last 6 months since ChatGPT has launched all its various new versions, there have been about, just in the major technology stacks like HubSpot, Canva, Adobe, etc., they've all launched and relaunched new tons of new products. And it's impossible for me to make my students proficient in all of these aspects. They've got to have what you said, they've got to have a continuous learning mindset and a learning mindset. And it's such a challenge, I think, for, if you think about larger businesses, traditional businesses, which are going to be gone really soon. So I think if you're nimble and you hire for the right mindset, the opportunity to grow your business is tremendous. So we're talking about scaling. I run a business. I've also grown a business past 20 staff, and then the wheels started coming off. I had all of the right things, I thought. I had finance, I had HR, I had too many finance people, basically. But I took my foot off the gas a little bit because I had all these people there doing work. So they should, I'm paying them, they may as well they may as well do some work. And I was focused too much perhaps on big picture issues with the business and trying to go after large clients, and left the little things in the business sort of come undone. How are you going to prevent that happening as you scale 10x?
Yeah, great question. Part of it comes down to, I guess, again, having the right people in place with the right mindset, and then having a structure that keeps them accountable. Very clear, crystal clear expectations of, this is your role, this is exactly what I need from you, and this is how we're going to measure what I need from you and when it's going to be done. So they each kind of, we go off of the EOS business platform, business structure, shall we say. And so each person has their rocks, shall we say, and they know exactly what is expected of them and what in what period of time. So they know, they can gauge for themselves if they're doing a good job or not. And then really being dialed into the numbers within the company, understanding this is the most profitable and important part or piece of the company. This has got to be protected. If we're going to scale and grow, this is how we're going to do it. And understanding before you get into it, why you would be doing it. I feel like even from a digital marketing perspective, I work with business owners where we have to kind of work with them to figure out what their most profitable product or service is, and allow them to say, well, if you're going to scale with your costs, you have to actually get a 4x ROI on this particular channel to make sure you are profitable on this service. If you switch to this service, you could actually do a 2x and still make three times the amount of money you would on the other service. So understanding what services are really going to bring in and make you profitable are going to be a key cornerstone to that scaling.
Is there a roadmap you can follow to 10x your business, or is trying to build an SEO, email, social media, Google Ads business, is this something that's relatively new?
It's definitely been done before. Everyone's a little bit different with how you're structured and how you want to accomplish it. I don't know if we're particularly unique per se. So there's definitely other agency owners I've spoken to, what they've done, how they're doing, understanding their metrics of what it is they monitor and gauge their overall success on. So it's not something that I'm completely reinventing the wheel on. We're structured a little bit differently at Bear Fox in that a lot of the bigger companies who have scaled require them a client to work off of their own website. It's nice because they can come in and that company can control every element of the website for its successes and its failures. The problem is a lot of times people come into that and they have to, shall we say, rent the website. So they don't actually own it. They don't own their assets. They don't own their Facebook campaigns, the Google Ad campaigns, all the things that they're paying to have built. So if that agency doesn't perform, they're now locked into that platform. So they can't actually, to move on, they have to essentially start over. So one of the obstacles of Bear Fox, it's an obstacle, but it's also an advantage, is we work with businesses on where they are. So we come in and say, okay, you don't have to rebuild your website. We can work with what you've got. This is how we're going to improve it. This is how we're going to make improvements to make you revenue. This is the overall strategy and the higher level, how things play together. This is how we're going to accomplish that. And we, you know, show them that level of transparency we go after is much higher than I've seen from almost anyone else. The call tracking, helping them with actual sales calls, showing them where the traffic's coming in, their money makers, on and on, to show them that we're more than just a marketing agency. We really want to be their partner to help them achieve the success that they want and take one more thing off their plate. So understand, I guess we're a little unique in that regard, but I feel like, again, it's a huge opportunity that they don't have to feel like we are, in order to get them to be sticky and stay with us, that we hold their website and their data hostage.
Yeah, I think that does happen more often than people care to let on. Let's go. Last question we're going to have here is there something interesting about you perhaps that folks don't know? So you obviously have great hair, saw your photographs, but other than being a digital guru, what is there that you do to keep yourself occupied?
I exercise, and one thing most people don't know is I actually took classical voice lessons to sing classical opera for about 3 years.
No, really? Awesome.
Yeah.
Does that go along with your firefighting or shouting at the top of trees or...
Yeah, I've always just loved Andrea Bocelli, just some of the Bryn Terfel, some of these classical singers, more of a contemporary style, but just always love that sound. I'm not a tenor, I'm a bass baritone, but just something about that kind of music I just always gravitated to. I listen to everything from AC/DC to Eminem, but something about that style of music just feels like home, and so I decided to start taking up some actual lessons on it.
Well, Bay, we should have started that because I was also accepted for opera school, and
really?
I sing in the choir, and I'm a bass baritone as well, and I'm singing next year I'm singing a solo in a Vivaldi, in the Vivaldi Magnificat, which is quite cool. So, and Bryn Terfel, love him, but Fischer Dieskau is my man, so he's the best bass that I know. So I'm sure we could chat a lot about classical music.
Awesome.
I love singing Gershwin, so that's one of the ones that I like as well. But Bear, awesome having you with us today. Thanks so much. I think some good points on SEO, some good points about how to hire folks, and I look forward to seeing a 10x in Bear Fox in the near future.
Awesome. I appreciate the time, Nicholas. Nicholas, has been great meeting you.
Come chat with Nicholas. He'll listen to you. Then he'll laugh and then he'll cry with you. It's all in a safe space for you to speak your truth. Oh, come and chat with